Welcome to Gender, A Wider Lens exclusive content. If you're a free listener, what you're about to hear is a preview of a bonus episode for our paid Substack subscribers.
If you'd like to hear the rest, go to widerlenspod.com and sign up for any of our paid membership options.
And to all of our premium and founding member subscribers, thank you for the support.
And here's the bonus conversation.
Okay, so we're back here with Malcolm Clark. And in our full episode, we talked about the history of so many kind of like figures within the world of trans medicine. And we talked a little bit about kind of claims that LGBT activists make about trans people being targeted by Nazis. I'm always curious about, when people dive into ideas and don't know the history, what do you think is lost? Like, what is the problem with, let's say, a 20-year-old who's just getting all their information from Pink News and they're like, well, this makes me happy and I feel like a sense of community. So what's the problem? Like, why not do that?
Well, it's strange, given that the LGBTQ movement talks so much about authenticity and knowing your own history, and we were erased, and you don't understand this, as you know, there's deeper issues at work. You think, well, okay, well, I mean, I don't care if an LGBTQ, I mean, I genuinely quite like when an LGBTQ activist comes up with something that's a gotcha, and I think, all right, so I might have to adjust this. I mean, it's a robust debate is how you get to the truth. It's really bad. It's really bad for the other side if they hide in a bubble, because their thinking abilities just wither, and they're dealing with a shrinking amount of factual information because bits keep falling off because it gets disproved, and so they're in this sort of they're corralled in this tiny little bubble. It's not good for them, and.
Yeah,
they're not understanding.